Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Britain Broadcasting Israel. We are continuing our study of the Psalms. At present, we are looking at Psalm 123, a Song of Degrees. This is a very short psalm, and we'll speak about it shortly. There's a very simple message, but an important one, one that is worth noting. The psalm begins, "Unto thee I lift up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens." I call unto God. We call unto God. We call unto the Almighty who is above us, who dwells in the heavens. And the heavens are what determines what goes on in the earth. The Almighty God of Israel, he is the one who determines what will happen to us and what is happening down below. He is the ultimate address. He is the ultimate one responsible. He is the ultimate one who can change everything, who has the power to change everything. We call unto, we reach out unto him. We reach out unto him beyond the constraints and the impairments and the limitations of our present day existence. We ask him to help us. We reach out to the Almighty. That is the whole purpose of this psalm, a song of ascension, Shir HaMa'alot. Song of Degrees, as it says in English. And it says, "Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until he that hath mercy upon us." Until that he have mercy upon us. We need something, we ask God for it, we plead God to help us. The Malbim, a great commentator, lived in the 19th century, early 19th century. He explained this psalm to be reflecting the motions of someone who calls on the Almighty to help him. And help can come directly from God. It comes in ways that are miraculous, that we see the hand of divine providence in them straight away. And this happens. It doesn't happen often, or it doesn't happen often to most of us, but at some time or other in the lives of all of us, or at least the overwhelming majority of us, something has happened that has been almost supernatural or that we did not expect, and it has been of great help to us. So this is how we call unto God. We are calling unto God, we are asking him to help us. And we realize that there are two ways that the Almighty can help us. One way is a direct way, almost a supernatural way, through intervention in nature or through intervention in the regular course of events as we expect them to be. In other words, some type of miraculous intervention on our behalf to help us get out of this mess or whatever problems or whatever complications we may be in. We call unto God to help us. We ask him to save us, to deliver us. Straight away, directly. Another way that we may receive help from God is indirectly. In the same way as a woman who has maidservants. As the maidservants, they are dependent upon their mistress. They look to their mistress to treat them well, to be considerate toward them, to give them favors, to say kind words to them and not to overwork them. And it's natural that the maidservants, they look to the mistress, and for them their whole world or the whole body of authority, the authority that they are encountered with is embodied in their mistress. The mistress herself, in effect, is not necessarily something in her own right. She is something that a husband has made her. A husband made her the head of the household, and he put the maidservants beneath her. She is in charge of the maidservants. She can do what she likes with them within reason, but whatsoever, as far as they're concerned, she is the head over them. So too, in our lives, we relate to our existence according to the people who are in direct contact with us, with our employers, with the government, with I don't know who, the doctors, the policemen, whosoever you need, we all need people, we all encounter people with whosoever we interact with, and these people, they benefactors. They are benefactors in a way. We work for it. They give us what we need. We give them something in return. But they are the emissaries of the Almighty in helping us. So the Almighty can help us in both ways, as if to say, he can help us directly through a way that is almost miraculous. And also can help us through his emissaries, through the whole system of interaction that exists around us, and that through which we keep going, which enables us to function. So we ask God to either help us directly or indirectly, but we say that we are calling unto him to help us, and we acknowledge that the help, whithersoever direct it comes, whithersoever means it reaches us, it all emanates from him. It all comes from God. And that is an important principle to remember. Everything comes from God, and we call unto God to help him. And then we go on. Mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Because we lack certain things that we need, certain things that others have, certain things that that are accepted as being essential for the correct functioning of a human being. Because we may lack them or not have them in the right proportions or whatsoever our problem may be, because of this we feel that we are not respected by others. And this is natural. People do not respect those who lack the basic necessities or those who do not function as they should do. This is the way human beings are created. There's nothing you can do about it. And those who do not function correctly or lack what they need are treated with contempt, and we too are treated with contempt. And also on the national level, the people of Israel or the Jewish people in the state of Israel, because they are not able to assert themselves because they lack a certain empowerment that they would need, they too are sometimes treated with contempt by others. And we can relate to this on a national level or on an individual level, those of us who lack something or other that we want God to help us obtain and that we need to obtain. And he goes on, our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease and with the contempt of the proud. So this is continuing the previous message, that the proud, those who are exalted above us, they treat us with contempt, or at least we feel a diminishing of self-respect towards them because we do not have what we need. And we ask God to supply that which we need to supplement our existence. The word here in Hebrew for proud is gayonim. It is an unusual word. Gayonim, it has a questionable meaning. At all events, it is based upon the root gay, which means exalted, lifted up, or so proud. And this is maybe where the English word gay comes from, G-A-Y, gay, which originally meant someone who was of exalted spirits, exuberant, happy. Later it was applied to people who are queer, homosexuals, lesbians, perverts, and indeed their perversions and the excuses they give for them do derive from a certain degree of pride. They have pride, and they even call it pride. They say they should be proud. They say to themselves that they should be proud, whereas in effect what they do is worthy of contempt and should be treated with contempt because it is a defilement of a human condition and an insult to every living being. That God created human beings to live in a certain way, and he does not want us to live in ways other than those that he commanded us to live in. And this we should be aware of. We should not countenance this type of behaviour. Should do what we can to prevent it. At the very least, we should never allow ourselves to be compromised by these creatures, or sucked into feel as they do. We should not let ourselves be victimized by this trend of thought. So this is what the psalm is speaking about. This is a short psalm, and it may be summed up that we should call to the Almighty for help, and the Almighty can help us. The Almighty can help us both directly and indirectly, and He will help us if we call unto Him, and that everything is from Him, and we should call unto Him. And also the overall message, the overall underlying message that we get back from this psalm is that when we lack something, we should try and get it. Now, I'm not saying that a person should try and be a millionaire when he doesn't need to be, or a person shouldn't dedicate his whole life to running after riches, to running after luxuries, and so on in an exaggerated way. But when you lack something that you really need in order to function properly, you should go out and get it. Should try and get it. That's what God wants you to do. He wants you to try and get it. He wants you to try and get it through the true means that we have spoken of. He wants you to try and get it by being a good person, by asking Him, praying to Him, and reaching out to God and asking Him to give it to us and show us the way to get it. And we also should take advantage of whatever means, whatever material means or physical means are before us that will enable us perhaps to improve our situation and get this minimum material or this minimum physical standing or this minimum achievement or whatever it is that we know that we need in order to function as a human being that can show in his person, in her person, in their being, the glory of the Almighty, the good of being good. And that is what we should all try and do. We should try and be people with whom, in whom others may see the good of being good. We should be examples. We should be living examples of what being good does for a person and how it helps them be better off than they otherwise would be. And this is what we should all strive for by the two means we have spoken of, both by asking God to help us by being good people and also by using whatsoever means are available to us to improve our situation. Thank you very much. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Britain Broadcasting, Israel.